I can't help what others do. I must go on. I can't help what people say. I'm on my way. Makes no difference how they scoff or what they say. I believe God's just the same. Blessed be His holy name. I can't help what others do. I must go on. I can't help what Satan tries. He can't stop me. For I have Christ's Spirit dwelling now in me. And the one who dwells in me is a greater Lord than he. I can't help what Satan tries. He can't stop me. Raise your hand and pray. I can't help what others do. I must go on. Till I reach at last the soul's eternal home. That the Lord said He'll prepare. By His grace I'm going there. I can't help what others do. I must go on. Well, I feel like... Reading in Luke chapter 13 and the 33rd verse is where I'll get my title. Amen. And I'll read 31, 32, 33. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees saying to him, get thee out and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, go ye and tell that fox. Amen. Herod just thought he was a lion. Amen. He just thought he had the power to stop the Son of God. Amen. Jesus told him he was a fox. Amen. Go tell old Foxy. Amen. Hallelujah. That I'm going to keep walking. Huh? Amen. Go tell that fox. Behold, I cast out devils. I do cures. I knew a woman that, amen, when she got mad, she cussed. Claimed to be saved. I remonstrated with her about it. She said, Jesus said, I do curse. Today, tomorrow, and the third day, she mispronounced it. Amen. I do cures, not curse. Amen. Hallelujah. I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following. Let me read it with a little more emphasis on what I like to emphasize. Nevertheless, I must walk today. I must walk tomorrow. I must walk the day following. For it cannot be the prophet perish out of Jerusalem. Amen. I'm preaching on when the Son walks. Hallelujah. When the Son walks, glory to God. He said before Abraham was, I am. Glory to God. Eternal, self-existent, with the Trinity. Amen. His walk across unending space, amen, goes so far back that our feeble minds can't count it. Oh, glory to God. One day in Genesis 1:1, hallelujah, the eternal Son stepped out on nothing, praise God. How do you know? Because John said, amen, all things were made by Him. And without Him, there was not anything made that was made. All things were made by Him and for Him. And by Him all things exist. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the same, praise God, was with us. And we handled Him. Amen. He walked among men. Praise God. Hey, let's go back. Praise God, to unmeasured eternity. Glory to God, before they ever started counting days and nights. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Genesis 1:1. He walked out. How you know He walked out? Because He said, amen, amen, let there be. Amen. The Word spoke. Praise God. The Word, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Somewhere yonder in the unmeasured eons of eternity, glory to God, He created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know how long it existed that way. Amen. But the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was. That word was in the Hebrew is translated from the Hebrew word became. Amen. Amen. The world became void and without form. Amen. And darkness covered the face of the deep. He didn't make it that way. Amen. It became that way. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'll tell you why we know that. Praise God. For a long time the world existed in that state, and Satan ruled over it. Lucifer, the covering cherub, ruled, amen, the world. Praise God. Amen. Nobody knows how long Lucifer, that covering cherub, amen, ruled his kingdom that God put him over in the world. Amen. The reason we know that he ruled the world, amen, was because both Isaiah and Ezekiel mentions the ground. Amen. He said, thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. The ground was already there. According to Ezekiel 28:17, I will lay thee before kings. There were already kings there. Amen. That they may behold thee. Amen. Glory to God. In Isaiah chapter 14, amen, he said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Thou art cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations. Amen. We know that ground was before, amen, Genesis 1 and 2, because we get to Genesis 1 and 2, amen, the devil is already fallen. He's already the devil. He's already in the Garden of Eden. He's already the serpent, amen. So he had to have been cut down to the ground, amen, sometime before that. Amen. In his exaltation, he said, for thou hast said in thine heart, Isaiah 14:13, amen, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Amen. Stars were already there, already created before he ever fell. Amen. I will set upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Amen. The extremities of the earth were already there. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. He was under the clouds. Amen. So we don't know how long he existed that way, how long it took for his exaltation, self-exaltation, to take place. But because he rebelled and God kicked him out of his high and lofty position as the covering cherub, you see, he didn't make him the devil. He made him Lucifer, the shining one, the son of the morning. Amen. A choice archangel. He made himself the devil. That's what got him into trouble. Amen. And because the devil came on the scene and rebelled against God, the earth became void and darkness covered the face of the deep. Amen. But then after a while, the sun walked out. Hallelujah. Amen. His footsteps fell on endless darkness. Amen. He looked down with x-ray vision at nothing. Amen. Void. Darkness. Water covered the beauty. Not a flower was blooming. Amen. Jeremiah said there was not a man. Amen. Now there's never been a time from Adam until now that there was not a man. There's at least been eight on the world. Amen. So you got to go back sometime earlier to find a time when there was not a man. Amen. Ah, yes, that's the prehistoric age. You say, why don't God tell us more about the prehistoric age, the dinosaurs and the tyrannosaurs and the prehistoric animals and the prehistoric cities and the prehistoric kingdoms? Amen. The Bible's so big now, a lot of folks won't read it. So he has limited, amen, a brief mention enough to let us know that that existed, amen, that the earth was standing in the water and out of the water because of judgment, according to St. Peter, amen, and he walked out on an endless expanse, amen, of void and waste. And he said, before he ever rechristened the sun, before he ever rechristened the moon, he walked out on that darkness and said, let there be light. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Since he didn't, amen, anoint the sun for a few days, for a little while later, amen, where did the light came from? He didn't need the sun. He was there himself. The sun had walked out. The same one that Saul of Tarsus saw on the road to Damascus that shone brighter than the noonday sun when he said, let there be light. Glory to God. It came issuing forth from his glorious self. What glory? The glory he spake of in the garden when he said, glorify thou me with the glory that I had with thee before the world was. Praise God. Amen. It was in that glory he walked out and said, let there be light. And there was light. Darkness began to retreat. Darkness fled before his footfall. Hallelujah. And light shined on the face of the deep. Whew. Amen. He stepped on the earth. Amen. Like a logger would walk a log in the river, amen, and set it to spinning. Hallelujah. He stepped on the sun like a logger skipped from one log to the other and set it to spinning. He stepped on the moon like a logger skipped from one log to the other and set it to spinning. Hallelujah. Yeah! And they've been spinning ever since. Amen. We got 24 hours, 365 days. Amen. Oh, glory to God. That's how long it takes us, earth to turn around and the sun to go around. Praise God. And we measure time, build our calendars, and set our clocks. Amen. By the spin he put on the planets. Amen. Oh, yes. I know you're mighty busy in your kingdom. Hanging worlds and building worlds and causing stars to shine. Amen. Oh, yeah. He walked out and beauty took the place of ugly. Light took the place, amen, of endless void. Hallelujah. Amen. He took a walk across this desolate globe. Amen. With its ruined cities. Amen. Its carcasses that were left from Lucifer's kingdom. Amen. That's where you get your oil. That's where you get the carcasses. Amen. And the bones of the prehistoric age. Amen. That's what's left over of the relics of Lucifer's heyday. Amen. Incidentally, amen, we're burning in our gas tank the renderings. Amen. From Lucifer's lost kingdom. Amen. Hey, glory to God. It lets me know that no matter how high the devil rides, no matter how far he goes, amen, God can turn it around and cause it to work together for good to them that love the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! We go to church with our tank full of gasoline. Amen. The automobile made out of plastics, which is mostly petroleum. Oh, glory to God. Amen. My. The relics. Amen. Of Lucifer's lost kingdom. You know why? God gave it to Adam. God gave him rulership and dominion over this world. Adam was supposed to take the place of Lucifer. Amen. But he fell. He lost his way. He listened to the serpent who was already the devil, already fallen, already, amen, down there. Amen. With 10,000 times 10,000 of disembodied spirits just looking for somebody that would open their life up so they could possess them. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. Glory to God. I'll tell you, the Bible says there was war in heaven. Amen. Jesus said, lo, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Amen. The 12th chapter of the book of Revelation said that Michael fought against the dragon and there was war in heaven. Amen. And Michael fought with Lucifer. Amen. And cast him out of heaven. See, Lucifer still has access to the tribunal of heaven. Amen. He is, amen, the devil and the devil's advocate all rolled into one. Amen. He's the accuser of the brother. Amen. And when the sons of God, which is the angels of God, came up to worship in Job's day, amen. Lucifer came up with him. You know why? So he could accuse the brother. He's up there doing his job, and God says, yeah, I know about all these others, but have you beheld my servant Job? Amen. Devil said, he's not serving you for nothing. You're paying him to serve you. You got a hedge around him. Amen. You quit paying him, he won't serve you. Praise God. Take that hedge away and he won't serve you. God said, we'll see. Hallelujah. He took his hedge away. And in the oldest book in the Bible, praise God. Amen. God's child was in affliction. Everybody turned against him. His three friends turned against him. His beautiful wife turned against him. His children were gone. Even young Elihu, that young whippersnapper, comes from out of nowhere and he turns against him. Amen. Glory to God. Everybody's turned against him. And Job has nobody to plead his cause. Amen. And he said, if I just had a daysman, an umpire. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Somebody call this game and call it fair. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the son walked out. He stepped on a whirlwind. Hallelujah. And down he came, glory to God. Oh, in that whirlwind. And Job started trembling. His three friends started trembling. Amen. Job said, oh, amen, I might look him between the eyes. I'd order my arguments. I'd plead my cause. Amen. And here comes that whirlwind. And here comes that voice that spoke worlds into existence, that holds things in place, that holds planets in orbit. Amen. Glory to God. And he said, put on your clothes, Job. You've been looking for me. Here I am. Was you there, he said, when I laid the foundations of the earth? Glory to God. Can you harness that old dragon? Penetrate his scales? Amen. Who are you, Job, that uttereth all these words without knowledge? Job fell on his face before the sun and had walked out. And he said, I've heard about you with the hearing of the ear. And now I've seen you with mine eyes. It makes a difference when the son walks out. Praise God. His children had lost their way. Amen. They wound up in Egyptian bondage. Amen. And finally they repented enough. And finally they cried out to God enough. You know why we don't get more from God in the way of supernatural deliverance? It's because we haven't cried enough yet. We cry enough, we'll get business done with heaven. Amen. He tapped an old boy that was too old on the shoulder and said, go down, motor. Who, me? I'm 80 years old, God. I'm a stutter. I can't even talk. I can't go down there. I can't go down there and get them. Amen. God said, go. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to get in your rod. And all you have to do, amen, is lift up your rod and stretch out your hand. Hallelujah. Moses led God's people right up, amen, to the Red Sea in time for the sun to take a big long step and splash the Red Sea dry. Whew. Glory to God. And the children of God walked across in his track. 40 years later, amen, he took another big step and landed this time right in the middle of Jordan at flood tide. Amen. And stood there while Jordan backed up clear to the city of Adam, said, come on, boys. It's time to cross over in Canaan's land. You've been singing about Canaan for a long time. Hallelujah. I'm going to hold it back for you. Yay! Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. A few hundred years later, amen, God had caused an old couple to have a son in her old age. Daddy was dumb till the day he was born. He was a priest. And he had argued with the angel. Amen. And the angel won't put up with any nonsense as he's talking. Amen. You'll be dumb till he's born. Amen. Hallelujah. They said, why you don't name him? They asked everybody. Amen. Elizabeth said, name him John. Praise God. Finally, I brought a tablet to, hallelujah, to Zechariah. And, amen, his mouth flew open all of a sudden. Hallelujah. And when his mouth flew open, amen, he said, he didn't say we're going to call him John. He said his name is John. It's already done. Amen. He named him way back there. Hallelujah. He didn't know argument about it. Amen. This time, hallelujah, Zechariah wasn't going to take a chance on getting dumb again. Amen. He said his name is John. And then he began to prophesy about what God was going to do. Among other things, he said he's going to enable us to live holy
and righteous and godly in this present world. Amen. All kinds of preachers says you can't do it. All kinds of people says you can't do it. All kinds of ecclesiasticals and churches and orders and doctrinal statements of belief say nobody can do it. Amen. But when he walks in, he can do it. When he takes over a life, he can do it. He will do it if we'll let him. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. John, hallelujah, was baptizing down yonder Bethabara. That's what I call it. Call it what you want to. I've been called that for years. Amen. Hallelujah. Name it something else if you want to. Call it Beth Barbara if you want to. Amen. Hallelujah. But he's baptizing down here in Jordan. Hallelujah. And he's telling about this one that's coming after me whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. I need baptize you with water under repentance, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. Every day he told them, amen, clear the road, folks. Get ready for the king. Amen. Fill up the chug holes. Get rid of the potholes. Amen. Every valley's got to be filled. And every, amen, bump's got to be brought down. Every mountain got to be brought down. Get the road ready. The king's coming. While up here in Nazareth, Jesus, the carpenter of Nazareth, pulls off. Where are you going, son? His mother says to her, amen, oldest child. He said, I'm going to a baptizing. Amen. She might have said, can you wait till I get this new robe that I've been making for your birthday? Amen. Can you wait till I get it done and you can wear it to the meeting? Amen. And so she put on that white seamless robe on the Son of God. Amen. He started down the hillside from Nazareth. It was a long walk past the horns of Hatan. Amen. Where the crusaders were defeated by the Muslims. Amen. A long way down the Tiberias Valley on that old road that travelers had traveled through the ages. Amen. And still a longer path. Amen. Chasing Jordan downstream until he could hear the moose call of John the Baptist. There's one coming after me whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Get ready, folks. The king's coming. Amen. One day, his booming voice, who is that mighty man that some call wild, preached by the river all the while, a man with a volume of a moose, telling God's children to get loose from the devil. John the Baptist, he might have been a general or some nation's king. He spoke with great authority, and his shoes men's hearts did sting. He robed himself in camel's hair. Oh, locusts did exist, and he proudly wore the name John the Baptist. Get ready, folks. Amen. The king's coming. Amen. Get your garments washed. Come on down. Amen. Get your sins washed away. Get ready for the Messiah. Amen. He screamed out his message. And one day in mid-sentence, he saw him coming. He stopped. He said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Jesus passed by the line, walks right on down into the water, wades on out into the water where John was, amen, and presents himself to be baptized. John said, no, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to baptize you. I have need for you to baptize me, amen. Jesus said, suffer it to be so now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. John said, I'm not worthy to tie your shoes. I'm not worthy to baptize you. Amen. I can't baptize you. I'm not worthy. Did you know There's still some folks at the Highway Holiness Church that leave church every time we have communion service because they say, I'm not worthy. Hey, if you're not worthy to take communion, you ain't worthy to go to heaven. You ain't worthy to take communion, you ain't worthy to go through the pearly gates. Amen. Amen. There's a difference in the definition of worthy. Worthy in your twisted sense. Amen. You'll never be worthy. Hallelujah. But worthy because he imputes and imparts and washes us, makes us worthy. Furthermore, he says, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. There's something about that that makes an honest heart worthy. I think it's a shame and a disgrace when holiness folks leave church when you have communion and the Church of Christ fills theirs up. I think it's a shame and disgrace, amen, when long-faced holiness folks leave church when you have communion, amen, out of some high holy attitude, amen, about not being worthy or something, and the Baptists are gung-ho. Anybody ought to be taking communion and shouting, it ought to be holiness, folks. Anybody ought to be taking communion and shouting, it ought to be people, amen, are you washed in the blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb? Got something in your heart? Got bitterness? Amen, got a bad spirit toward anybody? Get rid of it! Same thing will keep you from taking communion or keep you out of heaven. Amen. Amen. Suffered to be so now. Hallelujah. Amen. And he suffered him. And he baptized him. And something happened. Whew. All heaven began to herald that moment. God's voice spoke and said, lo, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Amen. And then there was a dove, like the one that Noah turned loose. Amen. It restlessly looked for someone to light upon. Amen. And it flew right straight down and lit upon Jesus. And then John knew, because God already told him, the one whom the dove shall light upon, that's him. You'll know it. That's your sign. That's your signal. Amen. Oh, it's a shame that no matter how many signs and how many signals we have, amen, give us about 10 or 15 years and we'll question everything God ever did for us. They threw John in jail and he forgot about that dove. He forgot about that voice. Amen. Am I deceived? Was I wrong? Are you him? Or should I look for another? Are you really the Lamb of God? Amen. Jesus never even quit working. Amen. Dumb talked. Devils were cast out. The dead were raised. Amen. He said, go tell John again what you've seen. Hallelujah. Amen. And tell him that blessed is the man that's not offended in me. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. He didn't want John stumbling at Jesus. He wanted him climbing higher on the mountain because Jesus came. Hallelujah. It's not his will that we sing the blues. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He walked back through that dark mountain of temptation. He wound up after 40 days and nights back in his own hometown called Nazareth. I wonder what it sounded like as the Son of God climbed the hill, rounded the corner into the synagogue in Nazareth where he'd been brought up. And because he could read so well, was such a good scholar, knew by heart, amen, the Word of God. Hallelujah. They handed him the Bible and he opened it to Isaiah 61. What would the Word say? He would say, this time with reality and fulfillment, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. Amen. To set at liberty them that are bruised. to preach the acceptable year. This is it. Amen. This is the time. It's come. This is your hour of revival. Hallelujah. This is that great day. Amen. I come to heal the brokenhearted, set at liberty them that are bruised, and preach the gospel to the poor. He looked at his congregation after he closed the book. Said, today, the scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Hallelujah. They grabbed him and said, I know who you are, you upstart. Amen. Who do you think you are? You're telling us, amen, that you are something. We know you. You're Joseph's son. Your brothers and sisters bought right up here in this town. Amen. They dragged that imposter that they thought was an imposter to the edge of the cliff to throw him over. It wasn't hard. Amen. He just walked through their midst. Rejected in his own hometown. Amen. He climbed on down a little ways. Amen. There was a wedding with some of his relatives about ready to start down at Cana. Amen. And his folks was going to go anyway. Praise God. And the celebration was to last several days. Amen. He walked into that wedding. You don't like me in Nazareth? I'll go among the poor where they need me worse. Amen. Mary came to him midway and said, they've run out of wine. He said, what have I to do with thee, woman? My hour's not yet come. He was not crabbing her off. He was speaking pleadingly. Right. Amen. He was longing for that hour. And something began to move on him. And something began to move on her. And she said, whatever he saith unto you, talking to the servants, do it. Amen. And so here they come for orders from him that she has just spoken about. Amen. What do you want us to do? Have you got a word for us? Hallelujah. And the word said, take the water pots and fill them all with water. Amen. They did it as fast as they could. Amen. We got them full, Jesus. What do you want us to do with them? Take and bear to the governor of the feast. Amen. And he tasted what they brought to him and almost shouted. His eyes flew wide open. Why, he said, you got things backwards here. They always serve the rotten wine last. Amen. And you save the best until now. We always wait till everybody's eating drunk until they're about full, and then we put out the bad stuff. Amen. You save the good stuff for the last. Praise God. In these last days, you can look for something great. Amen. There's so many whining and so many pining and so many griping and so many grumbling, but there's a few that's praying. There's a few that's getting hold of God. Amen. And he still walks and he still talks. Hallelujah. He said, I must walk today and tomorrow and the third day I'll be perfected. Where the day is 1,000 years and 1,000 years is one day. This is not authoritative. This is just a scenario that I'll throw out here for you. Amen. Hallelujah. The first 2,000 years is just about gone. And he ain't quit walking yet. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Amen. He walks these hills, these beautiful hills, where my soul is always free. What a comfort to know that wherever I go, he walks these hills with me. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Amen. Hallelujah. He walks on down the hill to Capernaum on the north end of the Sea of Galilee. Beautiful Galilee. There, amen, he makes his headquarters. There he finds Peter, James, and John, and many of his disciples. There he does many of his wonderful works. He goes to the synagogue. When he walks down the street, his very footfall, amen, plays havoc in the regions of the infernal world. Amen. Demons begin to tremble. This old boy that's about took over in the synagogue, amen, possessed of the devil. Uh-huh. Amen. Gets to acting up. Jesus casts out the devil, praise God. And pretty soon the crowds are so great, the only way they can get that palsied man to him is hoist him up on the roof and take a roof off and let him down in the midst. Hey, the Holy Ghost has turned him loose tonight. You don't have to take the roof off. You're just wasting your time. Amen. There's a lot of folks willing to climb a tree like Zacchaeus. Amen. And they're willing to take the roof off like those four men and let it down, but there ain't very many that's willing to put the roof back on. You better watch some of these zealots today. They'll tear the roof off and leave it. Amen. They got a whole bunch that's irresponsible around Pentecostal churches. Amen. They don't know that they need to take care of the place of worship. They don't know. They can't see anything that needs to be done. Amen. Hell, you let the kids tear it up, cut up the seats, amen, and not even do anything to them. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to take a roof off today. The Holy Ghost has set him free. The other comforter has come. He's unlimited. Hallelujah. Just like Jesus in his post-resurrection body walked right through the wall. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost comes right through the wall. There's no grave too deep. There's no plane too high. There's no satellite too far out. Amen. But what the Holy Ghost can find you. And when he does, he'll bring you the word of the Son. Hallelujah. But one morning past daybreak, when the birds hushed their singing, like a thief, he was humble to his Father's own will. So sad was his fate that the birds hushed their singing. They were walking my Lord up Calvary's hill. Why is he walking there? Why is he dragging his feet? Why is he allowing to place on his riven back, his shredded back, that heavy cross? Why is he half dragging up the, they call it the Via Dolorosa. Amen. Not because it was then, but because he glorified it, because he walked it. He dragged his tracks out in blood on the Via Dolorosa. Praise God. He allowed them to lay him on that cross. Amen. And told them, don't you know that at any time I could call 12 legions of angels and they'd be glad to come? When they nailed him to the cross and chugged it in its hole. Amen. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. Was that his last walk? No. Amen. Death would only set the son in that body free. Hallelujah. Amen. He'd step out of that body. Sweet Lamb of God. And run like Jehu, praise God, down that long, dismal corridor to the regions of those that were in prison. Abraham's bosom, they called it, praise God. Amen. He'd grab that dying thief and take him by the hand and come with me. I got something that I want to show you. He demands the keys and gets them and wrenches the door from its hinges. He
kicks the wall, amen, out of Abraham's bosom to unveil the golden stairs that leads to paradise, and said, come out, ye prisoners of hope. Come out, ye prisoners of hope. Hallelujah. Amen. He led captive, a captivity captive, a string of vanquished foes, led them into the presence of God. Some of them stopped off in Jerusalem on the way and appeared to many.
Amen. While they were appearing to many, he stopped off. Amen. To soothe the weeping brow of Mary. She thought he was a gardener. Where have you laid him? Hallelujah. And he said, Mary? Nobody called her name like that. That was his voice. The voice of the Son. Woo! She went running back. All those women went running back. And ran back and found the disciples. David and all the saints to paradise, and he just stopped off to reveal himself to Mary. Amen. Said, I've not yet ascended. He finished that job, amen, and sprinkled his own blood before the mercy seat in the tabernacle in heaven, and satisfied the justice of God with his own death. Hallelujah. And came back in time for supper. Woo! Amen. Broke bread with those two disciples on the Emmaus Road. Ha ha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Came back in time for one more fishing trip on the Sea of Galilee. One more miracle. Praise God. He stepped out in the dawn of that brand new morning. He who had walked those proud waves while he walked this earth. Amen. Was about to do something else. Brethren, have you any meat? Amen. We toiled all night. Caught nothing. Cast your net over on the right side. They did. And filled their nets. Peter said, it's the Lord. Hallelujah. Whoo, glory to God. He wouldn't wait for him to bring the boat to shore. He dove in and went to swimming. Amen. It's him. I'll see him. He brought him to shore. Hallelujah. Amen. Peter's at his feet. Amen. The smell of cooked fish is in the air. And baked bread. I mean, he's got sourdough bread. Amen. And fried fish. Seasoned with Crisco. Amen. And brown just right. Amen. And he said, brethren, come and dine. Hallelujah. And one more time, he's going to walk out on the portals of glory. Amen. Soon the Lamb will take his bride. Amen. To be ever at his side. And the host of heaven will assemble me. Won't that be a glorious sight? All the saints in spotless white. And with Jesus, they will feast eternally. He's going to step out one more time. And he's going to look straight at the graveyard. Amen. And this time he's not going to call any particular name. Amen. He's going to call a blood-washed church out of the grave. Changed and transformed in a twinkling of eye, the dead shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be transformed in the twinkling of an eye, caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. The Son hasn't stopped walking, folks. Amen. He's walked for 2,000 years, but he said, the third day, I'll be perfected. I'm going to get the job done. I don't know. Could it mean that here in this 3,000th one, hallelujah, he's coming? I hope so. I'm looking for him. If he don't come, amen, I'll be waiting in the grave to hear the summons. Amen. And I'm going to walk out just like he did. I'm going to put on them new clothes just like he did. How you know, preacher? It does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Well, didn't he walk? Didn't he eat? Amen. Didn't he say, feel of my hands and feel of my feet? Thrust your hand in my side. Feel of my scars. Be not faithless, but believing. Amen. Yes, he did. And he said, I'm going to drink this wine new with you in the kingdom of God. Are you ready? Stand with me tonight. Let's get a song. Amen. Let's come to the altar and let's pray and get ready. When the Son of God takes that great big walk to summon his body, his church, his redeemed into his presence forever. Are you ready? Are you looking for it? Do you love his appearing? Come and let's pray tonight. Amen.
Oh, this is the man walking.
He would walk into your need. He would walk into your situation tonight. If you just open the door. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open to me, I'll come in and sup with him, and he with me. The Son came a-walking tonight to help you. The Son came a-walking tonight, perhaps to heal you. The Son.